Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Adam Silver said on Thursday that the league, the NBA, is dealing with, quote, fairly dramatic financial consequences from Daryl Morey's tweet supporting the Hong Kong anti-government protests. He said at the Time 100 summit, the losses have already been substantial. Our games are not back on the air in China as we speak, and we'll see what happens next. I don't know where we go from here. The financial consequences have been and may continue to be fairly dramatic. With that in mind, Seth, that the financial losses have been fairly dramatic, this next part that I'm going to talk about with Silver, I think, is commendable with Adam Silver, his full support for Daryl Morey. The fact that apparently the Chinese government asked Silver to fire Daryl Morey, and Silver basically said, not only are we not going to fire him, we're not even going to discipline him for this. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that the commissioner of the NBA is actually standing up for free speech in this whole thing.
It was, well, right, and again, it gets dicey when you start talking about free speech, because okay, the First Amendment doesn't protect you from your employer, but the concept of free speech, or especially speaking out political matters about this, you know, it's never a good feel when you're allowing a foreign government to tell you what your employees can and cannot say about human rights issues, potentially.
Especially for a league that allows its players and coaches to speak on almost anything.
Right. So, but on a pure dollars and cents level, so if everybody can just set down your hot political takes for a moment, just talk on a pure dollars and cents level, this is where it gets interesting in doing business with China. And this is where you can see that China isn't necessarily... It's not a free market. It's communists trying to pretend and play it free market capitalism. It's that the market would generally take care of this, which is, hey, there are a lot of NBA fans in China. And largely, if there was one thing we know about consumers, they're very willing to forgive if they like a product. Things fall by the wayside when you like a product. That's why you cheer for athletes that you know have vastly different political views than yourself, right? You love the sport. You love those guys. You're going to forgive the political differences. So the problem is, in China, the market isn't genuinely dictating circumstances. The government's going to tell you what to do. So all these companies, they would love to actually broadcast and use NBA athletes to advertise their products. They're not necessarily going to come back to the table as quickly as they might in a genuinely free society. What does that mean for the Rockets, who, if you watch the preseason game, you'll notice There were fewer Chinese characters, like Chinese alphabet advertisements, yeah, and sponsors up there in the yes, arena. That's the Rockets themselves individually. It's not just the NBA at large through their TV deals or anything. They're going to be losing out on a lot of money. If it were normal, I'd say, hey, these things blow over, this will come back. I'm not so sure. In China, it's going to take, okay, people talking to their local commie party chiefs and telling them, hey, I miss basketball. Can we watch more basketball? And I don't know how quickly these things rectify themselves.
Yeah, here's more from Adam Silver. He said, we made clear that we were being asked to fire him being Daryl Morey, by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business. We said, there's no chance that's happening. There's no chance we'll even discipline Daryl Morey. I would love to know just what the communication was to Adam Silver. Like, how did that who did it come from? How did it come? You know what I mean? Like the Chinese government is a very large entity, but it's, you know, does it come directly from a memo from on top?
Right. How much is Yao? Because Yao Ming reportedly has been talking to Silver all the time. Yeah. Tanya Ganguly, you guys remember, used to write for the Chronicle. She covers the Lakers. So she was in, I think she was in China.
She was with the Lakers.
She wrote an article about what it was like while they were out there. And reportedly at that time, Silver and Yao Ming were talking to each other, was it 10 or 20 times per day?
A bunch of times a day, yeah.
By phone. So I guess I'm I'm guessing, the complete guess, that Yao is kind of the mouthpiece for whoever he's taking his orders from, since he's the head of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Yeah.
Silver's hearing this stuff from Yao directly.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine Yao's the one delivering a message to fire Daryl Morey. Well, not.
Oh my gosh! Woo!
Right?
Wow!
Would Yao be the one delivering that message?
I don't know. I don't think he would want to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, orders are orders.
I don't know that Yao is necessarily the face of the movement against the NBA over in China. He happens to be the commissioner for the Chinese Basketball Association.
Right.
He is a voice in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what and I don't know who the point person is. I'm thinking because he's the head of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Maybe it's him.
If that's the overseeing umbrella. Again, he's not making the decision, like the overarching decisions, but he's going to be the mouthpiece,
well,
I would imagine.
It's funny. I got asked, you may have brought this up yesterday. If not, I got asked in an interview that I did with a station in Phoenix earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
They had me on there to talk about the ALCS, and it morphed into other Houston topics. We live in a very relevant town right now, sports-wise. So we got talking about the Rockets.
Sports and rain events, baby.
Yeah.
That's how we make the national news.
And Tex-Mex, yeah. They asked me about Yao, and they said, is there a feeling among Rocket fans of anger towards Yao's stance on this whole thing, because he made all his money over here.
Yeah.
He made all his money as a Houston Rocket, and that now somehow Yao is stabbing the Rockets in the back because he is taking a hard stand against them as the commissioner of the Chinese Basketball Association. I don't want to say what my answer was. What would your answer be if you got asked that question by a station in another town?
My answer would be, do you know how many actual personal family members of mine Yao Ming would have to actually beat up with his fist before I'd start to have any ill will towards Yao? Like, Yao, there's no way. Angry towards Yao, what percentage of actual Rockets fans could find it in their hearts to be angry at Yao over this right now? Does anybody expect that Yao over there is going to stand up to like a guy at Tiananmen Square in front of a tank or something?
Right.
Well, but maybe we should. Should we expect more out of Yao? Should Yao be raising more of a stink? We don't know that he isn't. Yao might be working behind the scenes. And I guess that's what it is. Yao, we don't know that Yao isn't working really hard to try to rectify this thing behind the scenes. I'm guessing he is. He's just not going to do it in a way that in any way shows up any Chinese government officials.
To answer your question about Rocket fans, are there any Rocket fans out there that feel anger towards Yao? I would say the percentage is 5%, because there's always 5% of some fan base that's angry about. There's never a full consensus on anything.
There's usually probably a few people. They're usually about like 10% in any survey that can't identify the United States of America on a map.
Right.
So, yeah, you have to take that 5 or 10 or 15% with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's not unanimous, obviously. My answer to the question was that Yao's in a tough spot, right? I mean, Yao, the Rockets are the team that he played his entire NBA career with. He's beloved in Houston. He is the reason why the Rockets were the biggest reason why the Rockets were worth $2.2 billion when they were sold to Tillman Fertitta. And at the same time, he is in China, right? He lives in China, and he's having to play the middle with a communist dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those are tough shoes. And my main answer was, none of us can know exactly what Yao, how Yao processes this on a daily basis, because Yao seems like a genuinely good person.
Yeah,
it feels like to me that there would be part of Yao taking this hardcore stance against Morey, the NBA, and the Rockets, where there's a little part of him that's dying when he does it.
And there's also, though, I mean, this is the way you have to think about it with China, because it's not a dictatorship per se. It's not like Mussolini is telling everybody what to do. With interesting, like, large communist governments like this, there is a political process.
Yeah.
It's just there's very little tolerance for dissent. So when you make things happen, you got to be very delicate and very careful about how you go about them, because dissent is not smiled upon in here. We love dissent, even though we act like we hate it. Deep down inside, we all love it, because it means we can be the dissenter at any point we choose. So I fully trust that Yao is working probably for the benefit of basketball in China, and it's just he's got to be careful about how he does it.
All right, so this is how you know a topic is relevant, when it winds up on South Park. Before we get to South Park clowning LeBron James, let's relive the magic of LeBron James's statement to the media earlier this week on this situation.
Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen. When you're not thinking about others, and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. With Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually.
All right, so that's LeBron. Here is Eric Cartman on South Park on Wednesday night.
Yes, we do all have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Whoa, what's going on, kids?
The protesters are trying to kill Eric again, Mr. Mackey.
Okay, kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
They're trying to change people's lunch. They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
I can't. Do you watch South Park?
Not sometimes.
I find I enjoy that. I always enjoy the clips of South Park, but I can't sit down and watch an entire episode. I don't know. Yeah. That doesn't hold my interest. There's a lot of people. I'm kind of the same way with The Office. I like watching clips of it on YouTube, but I can't sit and watch a whole episode.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't. Now, the South Park movie I loved. I could never get into it, and then I went to the South Park movie.
Did you watch Beavis and Butthead back in the day?
I did, but it was when I was 14, you know? Okay. I don't know if I could sit down. I'll have to sit down and see if I can sit down through an entire... No, I can remember back then even. Like, I liked Beavis and Butthead for the running gags and whatnot, but yeah. I couldn't, like, actually sit and watch a whole episode.
Did you like the Beavis and Butthead movie?
Well, Beavis and Butthead, they would watch videos on the show, right?
That was part of the show,
it was kind of like they were... And that was the part... It's kind of like going through the musical sequence on Saturday Night Live. If you don't like the artist,
right,
that means I got to sit through this thing. I'm going to go elsewhere. So that's... Yeah.
So you would flip the channel.
What was the other question?
I don't remember. Okay. Oh, no, did you see the Beavis and Butthead movie?
No, I did not.
Gotcha. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.